Muslims across the globe mark the day of Urs of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh on the 6th of Rajab every year, which is also known as Chatti Sharif, and perform Isali Sawab. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Urs of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is marked wholeheartedly in the Madani environment of Da'at Islami. 6 Madani Muzakiras are held in the first 6 days of Rajabul Murajab. Apart from watching these Madani Muzakiras in Pakistan and overseas countries during these days, thousands of devotees arrive in the global Madani Markaz, Faizan Madina, Babul Madina, Karachi, and attain blessings of Faizan Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. On 6 Rajabul Murajab, Ijtima Yawmi Ghareeb Nawaz is also marked, especially throughout the world. Sayyiduna Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh and sincere disciple of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh compiled a book, namely Dalilul Arifin, consisting of blessed sayings of his honorable peer of Murshid, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Let's read some of these malfuzat taken from this glorious book. Salah is the most superior rank of all the ranks. Salah is a wasila, in other words, means of meeting Allah Azza wa Jal. Salah is a trust entrusted to the bondsman by Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is necessary for the bondsman not to commit any treachery in it. Whoever looks at the glorious Quran improves his vision. Neither does he feel pain in his eyes, nor do his eyes get dry. What kind of Muslims those people are who delay their fard salah until the time of salah ends, and they perform qada later? I feel deep regret at the level of such Muslims who show negligence in worshipping their Rabb Azza wa Jal. Whatever blessings one attains is by virtue of serving his spiritual guide. It is necessary for a disciple not to exceed limits, even in the least, from the blessed saying of his spiritual guide. He should carefully listen to his spiritual guide and act upon the blessed acts such as salah, tasbih and awrat, invocations, etc. Instructed by his spiritual guide, because a spiritual guide puts his disciple in the path of carrying out good deeds for improving and elevating the spiritual status of his disciple. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we act upon wherever the sayings of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen bijahi nabi al-ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam.